at tip number 19. We're moving on. Hope you are too. Hope you're finding what you're looking for here, because together we're going to create some opportunities for you, and we're going to teach you here how to explore relentlessly in tip number 19 and keeping opportunities alive. Oh boy, let me slow down. Let me stop. Let me tell you what's frustrating. Let me tell you about times that new ideas come across from a recruiter that contacts a candidate, or a friend tells them about an opportunity, or something basically comes to somebody that we're working with that's outside of their comfort zone or what they've thought about. And what they do is they begin to evaluate it. They begin to think. And when they evaluate and they think, I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm going to tell you what you do. I'm going to tell you what I've done repeatedly till I catch myself at it. When something is new and it's outside of my comfort zone, I'm going to immediately tell you, and I hear it all the time in the dog pound, well, that won't work because. And then what they do is there's a new idea, there's a fresh idea, and before there's been any life breathed into it, what they're saying is it won't work because. Well, you know what the end result of that is. You tell me five reasons or two reasons why something. You tell me one reason why it won't work. You're not going on to why it will work. There is some magic in this tip. There is endless magic in this tip. And it's so straightforward. All you need to do is when you hear a new idea, or there's a new job, or there's a new city, or there's a new profession, or a new idea of some sort, is to say yes. Yes. Say yes. Consider it. This is the say yes tip. Look, never lie, never mislead, but it is perfectly fine to say, yes, I'd like to learn more, instead of, no, I don't think that'll work. Come on, don't tell me you don't do that. I know you do. I'm not a student of life. I'm a student of individuals. And what I find is me and other people, until you train your mind to say yes, you say no. And what happens is things that could have grown, things that could have gone somewhere, go nowhere, because you're adept at telling the world and yourself and other people that bring your idea, no, that wouldn't work because. Stop it. Look, explore then evaluate. Two words. Don't evaluate if you should explore. Get them in the right order. Step number one, explore it. Keep an open mind. Give it thought. Talk it through. Say yes. Work hard at trying to figure out why something will work rather than being an expert at evaluating it and say, no, that won't work because. I mean, yes, you got to think. You got to study the situation. But you know what? While you're evaluating, no, first say, you know, I'd like to learn more. Tell me more about that. Don't reverse these steps. You know, candidates who directly or subtly convey an initial reluctance or hesitation are going to lose an opportunity that could evolve. You know, what I want you to do is when something comes to you and there's somebody on the phone, and my favorite example is if somebody calls you and says, how'd you like to move to, you pick a place you don't want to be. And you say, no, I'm really not interested in living in or working in because I'm happy here. Well, how do you know that at the end of that conversation, they might not tell you a few more things that all piece together, say, well, you know, this is something I would consider. What we hear from people all the time is, well, I would move to if, and then they tell me three or four things. Well, if you start with evaluate, what happens is you never even get to the, well, it could work if, so tell me more. And then what you do is you hear more and maybe you'll get excited. I'm not saying that everything that starts with an out-of-bounds thoughts is going to come inbounds. What I am saying to you, though, is if something comes your way and it starts out a little bit undeveloped, if you say, yes, tell me more, then it might develop. I'm just not into letting things go before I've given it an opportunity to grow. I often think about, because one of my favorite things to do is to plant tomatoes. Been at this now for years, and every year I try to get a little bit better, and those tomatoes respond. Tomatoes take work too. And what I find is if you just look at that little tomato seed in the spring, and you look at that, it's like, why would I bother? Why would I put that little seed into the ground? It's not worth it. Well, that's what a lot of new ideas look like. They look like that tomato seed. But what gets you inspired is you say, yes, I'm going to take that seed. I'm going to put it in the ground. I'm going to give it some warm soil. I'm going to give it some water. I'm going to give it some sunlight. And together, we're going to grow this thing into this huge tomato plant that produces these huge tomatoes and creates opportunity for you to feed the world. Well, that's what I'm about. I'm about finding something for you that you, feed your family, feed others, and to optimize yourself. You know what? But here's a caution. The more educated you are, the more mature you are, the more intelligent you are, the more likely it is you're going to evaluate things. And then you're going to be wrapped up in that trapped stage. What I'm saying to you is I'm going to invite you to look at it as I look at things. Good dogs follow a scent. They may not even know what they're following, but they say, yeah, I want to follow that. And then what they do is they try and learn more and more and more. Good dogs explore. Well, here's the point. One and two, explore the opportunity, then evaluate the opportunity. And here's a final critical note. When you find yourself having a negative evaluation of thoughts just a little bit too quickly, learn to say, hold on, you know what? Let me work with you. I want to find a couple of reasons why this could work. Let's talk it through. Guarantee it. A recruiter that hears, you know, hold on. My initial impression is maybe not because it's in so-and-so, but you know what? I'd like to find the company, the opportunity, the package that says, you know, even though it is in wherever that is for you, this is the one that I might consider. You give a recruiter that opportunity, they're going to try and work with you because you're a positive, optimistic person that's trying to say yes. Maybe I should go back and retitle this tip. This is the say yes tip. I'm not saying be stupid. I'm saying say yes, I'd like to learn more. And then try to follow that scent and see where it takes you. This is a tip that can make all the difference. And I want you to know there is so much more if you'll go to the website that you can walk your way through. And what we've actually done is we've shown you several examples from real live clients at the live clients, from real clients, from people we work with. My goodness, they're not dead, are they? Heavens, we help them be alive. We keep them from being dead. What we do is we work with you to explore things. And what you can do is you can read there about people who have used this tip and turned it to their advantage and are now living the job that they wanted to have. And we helped them find it by just a small change. That change is say yes. Let's talk about it. Thanks for listening. We're going to be moving on. See you at tip number 20.